Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The big news out of Eagles camp today was Chip Kelly announcing that quarterback Sam Bradford will not play on Sunday when the Eagles host the Indianapolis Colts. Instead, Bradford will get another week to prepare for next Saturday's game against the Baltimore Ravens. Today, Coach Kelly explained his decision to sit Bradford.
That's my decision. He really wants to play. I don't think he's real happy with my decision, but just felt he's been out here for 2 weeks, done a really nice job. He'll get his first work against the Ravens when we get a chance to train with them for a couple days before we play, and he'll play in the Ravens game. So Mark will start the game. It's just he's been out here just for 2 weeks. I think the other guy's got a little bit of base, and I just feel more comfortable putting him in the Ravens game. So,
after months of questions about his surgically repaired left knee, Bradford is obviously disappointed to not be able to get the start on Sunday, but he does understand Coach Kelly's decision.
Yeah, I think any time that, you know, you put the time in, you know, come to training camp, you know, work for 2 weeks, you know, it's always fun to get out there and play against someone, you know, play real football again. So, you know, I think it is a little bit disappointing, but, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity next week. Can't wait to get out there and play against the Ravens.
With Bradford sitting out of Sunday's game, it will be Mark Sanchez getting the start for the Eagles at quarterback. And for Sanchez, he enters this game just like he would any other regular season game.
You know, I wouldn't even worry about it. You just prepare like you're going to play the whole game, and then when you have to come out, you come out. But start it off like you normally would any game and try and get a successful drive and build from there.
Another Eagles quarterback who should see a lot of time on Sunday is Matt Barkley, who's looking to put his best foot forward and prove himself on the field.
Yeah, just to prove that that I'm a capable quarterback of winning games in this league. I know what I can do in this league and for this team. And so I just want to show, you know, Coach Kelly, my teammates, the fans, that's a trickle-down effect, but show them that I can play, move the ball down the field, completions, protect the ball.
While Eagles fans won't get to see Sam Bradford make his debut on Sunday, they will get to see Tim Tebow's debut in Midnight Green. Today, Tebow spoke about doing everything that he can to impress the Eagles coaches here in camp.
Well, I think you just try to focus. You have a mindset, and that mindset is try to do what you've been coached to do. And, you know, if scenarios pop up where, okay, you're going to, you know, try to make a play, whatever. But for the most part, just try to do what you've been coached to do. Go through your reads, calm before the storm, a focus, and just go play. Have fun.
Tebow also spoke about being able to stretch with members of the Wounded Warrior Project, who are here at the NovaCare Complex for today's practice.
You know, in life, you're blessed with, well, I've been blessed with, you know, a few opportunities where kids will come up to you and they'll say, oh, you know, thanks for being a hero or something. And why? Because we play a game. But those are real heroes. And those are the people that, you know, have put their life on the line for our country so that we can play a game, so that we can enjoy life and all the, the blessings that come with it. And so, you know, to be able to have them be part of our practice or stretch, I mean, you know, that's nothing compared to what we should be doing for them.
One more injury note from today, Coach Kelly mentioned that tight end Zach Ertz has a core muscle injury and most likely won't play in the Eagles' preseason schedule, but he should be ready for week one. In case you missed it, the Eagles' unofficial depth chart was released yesterday. Be sure to keep it on PhiladelphiaEagles.com to check out the depth chart and get all of your latest Eagles news.